Hello, this is Cody Olcom with PureRestoration.com, and on the call today we have Ross from just outside of, am I going to say Ontario, Ross?
Southern Ontario.
Southern Ontario. You got to get that straight. And we're going to be talking today about the effects of the PWR revitalization system in the greenhouse situation. So, Ross, thank you for being with us today. I appreciate your time because I know how busy farmers are. And in your time, what time is it at your house right now?
Oh, probably about 20 after 11.
20 after 11. And you're on the phone with me giving your experience with this technology, and I really appreciate it. So why don't we jump right into, let's do a little pre and post scenario. So tell me a little bit about how your greenhouses were responding to the water they were getting. And where did that water come from?
Well, the water, we were using it out of the well. And we had a bunch of, my wife would grow a lot of flowers and tomatoes and things like that up in the front of the greenhouse. And we'd always start those plants off with well water because we didn't have access to lake water from the municipality at that time. It was too early in the spring; they wouldn't have it open yet. And but anyway, after the plants got up, maybe about a centimeter tall with the well water, they would start to get sickly looking, and eventually they would die if you kept watering them with it. Unless you got switched over to municipal water. After we put Peter's water unit in, and the water was passing through it and coming up into the greenhouse, like the following year, we did the same thing again, but the plants didn't look sick, and they got up about the same height, and they looked good. So we kept using the well water, and they just kept right on growing, and they grew great. Like, it was just amazing, like, between white night and day. Like, they should have died a long time ago, and it's only because of the water unit that they didn't.
And so what do you think it was in the well water that was causing them to die off early?
I just believe that there's no oxygen in the well water.
You think it's pretty much depleted, and it wasn't giving them the aerobic condition that they really need to thrive?
Yes, you can see that. They just thrived in that. Actually, they grow better with the well water through the unit than they do with municipal water. It's you don't, like, even the fertilizer. Like, we probably put probably a third less fertilizer on them to grow them out using the water through the well water.
Okay.
If you used municipal water, it would have took more fertilizer to get the same result.
Because of the different compounds they would add to municipal water in regards to the well water?
Well, I don't know for sure what they add in there. Chlorine, obviously, you don't want that in there, but
no, that's pretty much a class 7 poison.
Yeah,
that's not good for anything.
No, but it's just amazing. Like, and we've had that 3 years like that now, and every year it's the same thing over again. Like, you can just grow them right off of that water and grow them right on out with no problem.
So it seems you can use the well water, which would typically have maybe a higher concentration of iron and sulfur.
Yeah,
or you can have municipal water that might have a higher concentration of chlorine and fluoride. If you were to use those, you would still have a better yield.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
well,
right. Even with my tobacco plants, like, I have them in like a float beds. They just look like...
What kind of bed was that?
They're like a float bed. Like, they're about 6 inches deep, the water in them. And it's just like the floor of your greenhouse is covered in water. Like, we put a plastic liner down.
Okay, so is it a hydroponic setup?
kind of like, but
okay.
but the trays that we seed the tobacco in are styrofoam.
Mm-hmm.
So they just float in the water. Like there's no tubes or lines or anything. They just
okay.
They
yeah,
just float
kinda,
in the water.
Kind of like lily pads.
Yeah, and then the cells in the tray, there's like a hole in each cell, and it just wicks the water up through the bottom of the tray. Well, for years we did that, and you could see there was problems with that, like the same thing, like they wouldn't have enough oxygen in the water. So we put pumps in there and kind of made like small waterfalls, so it like would take the water out from one side and bring it around to the other side, and it kind of made like a big loop around in the greenhouse, and you know, just to try and aerate the water that way. Well, where we did that, on the one side of the greenhouse where the water was coming in, probably two-thirds of the way down the greenhouse, and it's 150 feet long, you could see an increase in the plant heights at the front where the water is going in, and then as it went to the back, it tapered down. And when the water went around the back and come back up the other side, those plants were all behind.
Well, yeah, that would make sense, because when you aerate water, it's just a momentary addition. It doesn't stay bound.
No.
Right. So it just,
right.
It literally just floats out.
So when we add water through Peter's water unit, and still do the same setup with the water going around and up through the hose and all that, the plants grow even in the whole greenhouse.
And that would be because, you know, this is not my first rodeo. When you bind water through the system in its ionic form, it stays bound until it is utilized by some organic matter.
Yeah, you can
right?
see that. You can see that it's just pretty consistent all the way around or all the way back up to the front where it's drawing it out. And before, it would never be like that.
So around the, is it 150 feet each length or the full circumference of it?
No, just that's one side, and then it'd be 150 feet back the other side.
So at the end of the 300 feet, what would you say would be the percentage of growth compared to the very beginning?
You mean at the back? Compared
yeah,
to the
yeah. front? So when the water enters from the unit to the front part of that first 150-foot stretch, and it comes around the corner and goes back to the end of the other 150-foot stretch, what would be the difference if you just compared the side-by-side of height and vitality of the leaves?
After the water unit was
yep,
after
the water unit was installed.
There's hardly any difference in them. There's hardly any difference. There might be a little bit of advantage from pumping the water up, like kind of making a waterfall, putting it back in, but it's very minimal. Like you could almost take it out of there and it wouldn't make much difference. They just seem
okay.
to be a lot better, and they grow more even with the water going through the unit.
So you have a pretty much even growth rate across the entire 300 feet?
Yeah, it's very, very consistent.
Which would really speak to the fact that the oxygen stays bound in the water and does not simply leak out like an aerator you would put in your goldfish pond.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, or the
okay.
same effect of it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but okay. but doing that, you only get, maybe out of the 300-foot length, you'd only get, you know, maybe like 60 feet or 80 feet or something like that where you could see a difference, and then from there on there's no difference and they're behind.
And
when,
it really
when you go the other way,
yeah.
they're up as good as they are at the front where their aerator was, but they're like that all the way around.
And what would you say about the root health?
That's a way better. Very, very much stronger. The roots are more vibrant. And they grow, like, there's just a lot of them under there compared
would,
to before.
Would you see a change in the little micro roots that come out from the main root shoots to suck up all that goodness?
Oh, yeah, you see, a much more hair roots on them under there. Like the hair roots coming off of the Like you have your main feeder root, and then they come off of those, and then you see smaller ones coming off of them.
And would there be a difference in color of the roots? Like, let's say, from the beginning of that 300, let's just go back to the aerator, right, when it showed a little bit better growth at the beginning and then faded off, and it, as it came back around to the end of that 300 foot, what would be the say, the root color or health starting from the beginning to end pre-water unit?
Oh, there's a huge difference in them. The ones close to the aerator, you know, would be much more white, you know, three times as long. And by the time you get back all the way around to the other 300 feet, you know, they're a lot smaller and they're not as healthy and they're not as white.
What would that color be?
Well, they're more of a kind of browny color, you know.
Brown. So they were kind of dying from lack of oxygen?
That's what I'd say, because once we changed over the other way, then the roots looked the same all the way around.
So once you added the water unit, that giant loop of 300 feet, by the time they got to the end of the 300 feet, the vibrancy and the vitality of the plant was intact and the root system was just as healthy.
They're just as healthy. It doesn't matter where you go in the greenhouse.
Just pick any place.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much. And one other thing about that too, we'd always seed that greenhouse, you know, with those plants around, you know, the end of March, like 29th, 30th of March, and then try to expect to get them into the field by the 1st of June. That's when I always wanted to plant. And since we've been using that, you can seed the greenhouse like the 5th of April. And the plants will be the same size by the 1st of June.
So they're just still rocking.
Oh, they grow faster with it.
Okay.
They
another benefit,
do. And,
right?
And that's a huge savings, because in April, that's when it's more cold out and your furnaces are going full tilt. And, you know, if you can cut a week of fuel out, that adds up to be a lot.
I can imagine. And do you see a savings in any fertilizers you use with the improvement of the water quality?
Yes, I probably use about 20% less than I did before.
Okay.
You just don't seem to need it. Like, the growth just comes. Like, it's amazing how quick they'll come. You know, especially when it warms up, they seem to really come. Like, I find myself clipping them more to hold them back than I ever did in the past.
So what would you see as a difference in the amount of yield you would get in that 300-foot track, let's say, over the course of the season?
Like the germination of them, I've had really good success with that. I'm going to say that's up like 10%, 15% better than I would normally get. They're just better, healthy, vibrant plants. And even when you get them in the field, they just, you know, I notice my yields are up slightly too, just because you have a stronger plant to get started with and get going, you know.
So the robustness of pretty much any agricultural crop is improved.
I would say so. If I was growing anything else in the greenhouse, I don't think I'd want to grow without that in there.
Well, I would say that's an extremely strong recommendation for implementing this into any operation, wouldn't you say?
Well, I don't think it'd be money well spent. I don't think you'd be disappointed.
No, I don't think so either, especially talking to you about what you've experienced with this technology.
Well, let's put it this way. I don't have any plans on getting rid of mine.
Well, I can't think of a better way to end this call than a statement like that from somebody who actually utilizes the Pure Water Restoration System real time. So once again, Ross, I want to thank you for spending your evening, which is now coming upon probably 11. Let me look at my watch. Okay, it's 11:37 your time, and you're still on the phone with me talking about what you've experienced. I really want to thank you for spending the time and sharing what's happened with you, with your crops, and especially your greenhouse, because that is amazing information. So
go
ahead.
Something to see. I guess if you could see before and after, you know, you wouldn't be questioning this, you know, you'd just be on your way to get one.
Yeah, you would just be picking up the phone right now and calling purewaterrestoration.com and ordering yours now, I think is pretty much what you're saying.
Well, yes, I wouldn't want to be without one.
All right. Well, we're going to end it with that. Hopefully you can get to bed soon.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and I want to, once again, thank you for your time, and have a great night. Thanks, Ross.
Oh, thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Okay.